Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance. I'm your host, Dr. Carmen Hara. So excited to guide you, to help you with everything you need to transform your life for better. And you know, I'm so excited to work with On Time Radio for 5 years and to connect with you, because this is a call-in show, so you're very welcome to call in with your questions. The number to call in is 202-570-7057. And Christopher, my wonderful producer, will connect you with me. So the topic, every week is a different topic, but the topic tonight is one of the topics I probably spoke before once or twice, which fascinates me. And I want to talk to you a little bit about what is, in my opinion, the truth about the other dimension, the so-called the other side, and how to connect with a world that is not visible. We live very much in the world that is at the level of the sensory, so the so-called visible world. But there's a lot, you know, that has to do with the invisible. We actually made of a lot of invisible things, like the air, the auric field, the energy field, things that we don't see. So it's fascinating to connect with the other side, because it's so empowering. And it's some kind of an enlightening experience that gives you guidance and validation that we need in our most crucial moments. Because every one of us has a source of support that can come from somewhere else in times of need. Either it's the spirit of somebody you know, who died, or we believe in guardian angels, we believe in the divine. So in this hour, I want to talk to you about how to open the channels of communication and receive help from the higher realm, because we all lose people that we love at some point in time. And this is my own way of honoring the Halloween. You know, the Halloween is this kind of a holiday that has a lot to do with the world of the spirit. And in the world of the spirit, you know, we always receive messages, warnings from the departed ones, support from them, all kinds of signs. I think the invisible realm is where we all originate from. It's like almost returning from that level into this world, the world of the physical. The theory seems to be that we are kind of living multiple realities, that we're not aware of that. But then if you go at the biggest thinkers through human history, let's think of Jesus himself. He said, "In my Father's house are many mansions." So that's such a telling expression. The invisible world, it exists in many planes of existence. It's all around us, and around us at all times. So this realm is in a different dimension that's beyond, as I said, the sensory, the world that we smell, we touch, we see, we hear, we see. There are no limits when you go in that other realm, because there is no space and there is no time. It's so-called the world of the continuous time, the world of the infinite space, and there is a boundary between the visible and invisible, like some kind of a veil, you know. But the invisible has a higher vibration. So this boundary, in a way, can be crossed. Spirits who have passed on the higher frequency, They are very hard to be perceived and very hard to be seen by us who exist in this realm. So, I'm talking about something so interesting, so extraordinary, in a way so very hard to prove. But from the beginning, humans have questions what happens after we die. So does consciousness continue to exist? Do those who have crossover continue to interact with us in some ways? Or are they removed from this reality? And they enjoying the place in so-called heaven? What is the truth? In cultures all over the world, holy men and holy women have described an existence beyond suffering. But who is allowed into this heaven or into this nirvana? Can we all enter freely? Or are those who created so-called karma, are they allowed? You know, what happens to those whose suffering is such that they, as I said, they create a lot of bad during their time on earth? What happens to those troubled souls who commit suicide? Is there a way of knowing what happens, you know? If you think about heaven and hell, not as places, but as states of suffering, states of being. From the former being a state of higher vibration and the later being a state of lower vibration, so that being heaven versus hell, you can get an inkling of how the invisible world works. On the other side, spirits remember the past because thoughts are in a form of energy that cannot be destroyed. And that form of energy is like recorded, you know? Recorded. Energy can be transmuted, can be transformed. But in that realm, however, it is not possible to feel those negative emotions. In a higher realm, you don't feel sad, angry, jealous, you're not afraid. The only emotions that you can experience is gratitude, is love, is joy. I mean, you celebrate, because spirits do enjoy their existence in the invisible world. They in a way, they are together, they celebrate together, they play, you know, over there, you know. It's a parallel world. It's almost like, imagine living in a world beyond the limitation of the things that are happening to us here, in a world where we don't have all these bills to pay, in a world where there's no aging, there's no negativity, there are no crimes. Imagine all the people, like Lennon said, living in a world of peace, but they able to enjoy everything on the other side. I also thought that people on the other side, they celebrate their favorite foods, they play with their pets. Do they actually eat when they don't have a body? So that's a question. Everything exist in an idea, in a thought, in a memory, in a form, and can translate into something that becomes reality. Although we create suffering for ourselves in this life, but after we die, it's a sort of amnesia, in my opinion. And it's like you're forgetting everything. The ancient Greek text on the afterlife portrayed souls in the underworld, drinking from the river of the memory on earth, and they will erase everything, all the memories that had to do with their life on earth. So spirits of those who were at a higher consciousness and therefore create very little karma might not come right away, might not incarnate for a while. But they who commit suicide, or those who go through a lot of suffering, they come back right away from the invisible realm into the material world, just to correct the things that they did, just to resolve the so-called karma, the totality of their action. So those souls were at a very low level of consciousness. So as I said, they reincarnate almost instantly because they have things to do. They do return because they also return as a conscious act. But if you go to hell, which actually is the experience of suffering in this world, which people ought to say, do I go to hell? In my opinion, hell does not exist on the other side. In reality, like Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, right along, alongside us in the invisible world. We experience it whether we experience joy, love, and compassion, and we experience it when we find ourselves in a state of balance. And that's the kingdom of heaven, that we can actually have it in our life on a daily basis. Now, keep in mind that although they can be very busy on the other side, the spirits, they interact. My opinion is that spirits come all the time. Come all the time to be in touch with us. They see what's going on, that's going on with us. And they are having that compassion. Even in the real world, they were not that great people. But you can, sometime I'm talking to some of my patients or clients, and I'm telling them, well, I see somebody who's so loving, and they say, well, that was my father-in-law, but he was not a good man. I say, well, he comes across differently now. So because spirits don't display bad habits when they in the spirit world. They come as protectors. They turn into some positive energy. So I had some extraordinary experiences visiting the part of the invisible world, because I drowned when I was 5 years old, and I will never forget that impression of another world in which there was this music, flowers, the valley, the people that seemed so familiar. It was an amazing experience. Anytime I speak about it, I see it in front of my eyes. On the other hand, I was seeing my body. I didn't know how to swim going down the river. So, but I also remember the way they communicate. I remember the amazing feeling that I had. It's so pleasant, so great. And there was no need, no fear, no need of being experiencing anything negative. So I will always remember that ideal image of heaven that I had for a second when I almost died as a child. So that is something that opened up something in my mind. So that's why I always love doing shows like this. And my intention tonight is to see if I can connect you with somebody, anybody who's no more with you. So I would love to do that if I can be helpful. But I want you to believe in this, because a spirit is somebody who can assist you, who can always be there for you, who never abandon you. So don't feel abandoned, because if you connect with them, if you try to communicate, there's such a healing force. Now, you have to believe in this, because you are what you believe in. Sometimes it's very common for spirits to come in a dream. I don't know if you remember having dreams about the mother who just died, or someone else who died a long time ago. And those dreams are very intense, very powerful. Loved ones who have passed on can also leave hints that they are with you. Sometimes you just notice your mother's name on TV, or printed on a truck, or you just see a sign that reminds you of your grandmother or of your granddad or somebody you loved. It's just so interesting how the communication in the energy form enters through thoughts and dreams. But if you're very fortunate to establish this communication, you know, it changes your perception about life. Sometimes people come to me asking for specific information about somebody, just because in my practice, I believe that helping to connect to that realm is a healing force. And people who are damaged, who suffer, who are depressed, who are having panic disorders and all kinds of mental disorder, they will immediately feel better knowing that they in contact with somebody who's protecting them. So it's as I said, it's a way of healing yourself and healing others by being in touch with the divine order and the divine realm of existence. And I know I can talk forever this, but I would love to take your calls. I do know I have Michelle, Rose, Coy, Lelani, Cornelia, from Canada. So you guys, I'll talk to all of you. As you know very well, this is a call-in show. I think I'm going to take a very short break, then I'm going to go straight to Michelle and then to Rose and then to all of you guys. So hold on the line and I'll be with you in a second.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Shift your life at Shift New York. This year, the 16th annual Shift New York Holistic and Psychic Fair will celebrate your healing and wellness. Join us this October 29th and 30th as we are featuring top holistic practitioners and the best spiritual teachers from the Northeast. Join one of our free workshops on spiritual topics to help you shift your life. Discover dream interpretation, animal communication, sound healing, and so much more. Other activities include tarot reading, alternative energy, spiritual healing, mediumship. Private readings and energy healings are also available. You will not want to miss this. Pre-book to guarantee your spot. Shift your life with us. Learn more at shiftnewyork.com.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And I'm back. I'm so excited to be with you tonight because Halloween is coming. It's going to be this coming Monday. And you know what? When we think of Halloween, we think of the spirit world. And many people are scared of spirits because of how the society has portrayed them. We think of ghosts that are terrible, frightening things that, you know, do something wrong to you. So in reality, you know, they have been portrayed this way by the TV business, the film industry, probably more to generate income. But the fact of the matter is communicating with spirit is such a beautiful experience. We should never be frightened by this experience. So, you know, I don't know how to convince you, but I want you to open up to receiving messages from those that are no longer with you, because as I said, you make that healing process way easier by acting this way. I'm going to go to Michelle in California. Hi, my lovely Michelle. How are you, my dear?
Hi, Carmen. How are you? That's such an amazing topic that you're talking about. I've gotten a lot of messages from my loved ones through dreams. I mean, one dream I had, when I was young, my grandmother used to massage my head. I used to put my head on her lap, and she used to massage my head. And I had a dream about her, and I said to her in the dream, I'm going to wake up, and you're not going to be here. And she said, oh, I'm going to be here. And I remember thinking, oh, my God, she's here. And I woke up, and she was gone. But it was so real. So when you say that, it really hit home, because I've had messages from my dad, too. And actually, that's one of the part of my call today. I've just had messages. I've had, like, lights go on and off and stuff like that. And I think it's a sign from my dad because, you know, I'm in the situation with trying to figure out what to do with my next career move. I've talked to you about it before, but other things have come into play. So I just wonder what your take is on that. You know what I mean? So,
first of all, I want to tell you I see your father who shows me the name John. I don't know who's John, but he's mentioning this name to me. And then I see a woman who's not very tall, and I don't know if this is your grandmother, and she has some cookies in her hand, And she's very funny. She's very sweet. She's a beautiful lady. I found her kind of sophisticated. I don't know if this is the way you remember your grandmother or who am I really describing. I tell you exactly what I see. And they're showing me also a C name, like a name like Kathy, Charles, something with a C initial. There must be some indication about a new work environment where you might meet this kind of people. But does this relate in any ways to your dad or to your grandma?
My grandmother loved to cook. She was a baker, and she was Hungarian. And
right.
She, it's funny, she was always the one who cooked and did everything, and her meals always brought the family together. That was the way that she, you know, that was
so
her
the
thing.
First thing she showed me something that was baked, like you bake, you know, something, and then that's something sweet, some great stuff that she used to do, and the first thing she wanted me to have some. She came with that,
yeah.
So that was a way, a welcoming. She seems to me very put together, but like she was a very smart, lovely woman. Do you agree?
Oh my God, she was so wonderful. You come to the house and she offered even strangers, she'd give you her last meal, like her last piece of food. She was so generous and kind. You know.
So that was her own way of introducing her soul to me, like saying, hey, do you want some of it? It's like... And that definitely was her. But your father comes like somebody who's mentioning this name to me, and I don't know who's with a G or a J sound, John or George, but she's talking, and he also shows me a C. She said, there is a new career for you. He talks about the month of November. He actually gives me something very specific, a day of 22nd, November 22nd. And she said, between that date all the way down to beginning of January, you're on a different path. It's like you embark on a new career path. It's something new with new responsibilities, but you will love doing things differently, even if you do the same thing, but in a different way. Does this make sense?
Yeah, no, it does. That totally sounds like what may happen. I've been thinking, I put it out there, like you told me to put it out there. And mm-hmm. I need to really leave where I'm at. I don't know if you remember, but I can't go back to where I was before because of it.
You're not going back. You're not going back. And here you have the support. What I found fascinating today, they have the support of these two souls who loved you, who want to protect you, who they are kind of opening the door for you for this possibility. They mention somebody, and this is a man who wears glasses. There's somebody opening the door for you. Either this is somebody who you sign a contract with, or this is somebody who you will meet, or you go to an interview, or this is somebody you can make a deal with or a business with. But this is a man, relatively tall, fit, with this initial, and he is brunette, and he seems to be welcoming you into the new territory, into the new work aspect of your life. Like, it's a new beginning for you.
Oh, wow, that would be great.
And there's also an M name that I'm seeing clearly, a name like Mike, Mark, who has this initial.
Oh, that's the recruiter that called me. His name was Michael.
Michael, okay. So they mentioned Michael. And this Michael leads you to the John guy that they mentioned. So one thing will lead to something else. I feel the man I'm describing you don't know yet. But I also feel very strong about this November, the end of a November, that in this period of time, you'll actually understand the whole message. And I want you to call me back. They also mentioned somebody, Liz or Louisa or Lisa or an L female, who they describe like lighter eyes and very sweet in her 40s. She has two kids. They talk about people that will enter your life as a very positive force, you know, to change where you're going. So it's like opening the door of the new career for you. You will feel so much better. You will feel like you did the best thing for you, the best thing in a long, long time.
Yeah, because I've had a lot of anxiety. I just feel like...
No, please,
you know,
no anxiety.
Stuck, you know.
No.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
No anxiety. Also think of those who support you. Believe it or not, we are very helped by by the higher dimension. That's why we constantly pray to God, to a higher force, to somebody out there, you know. But somebody out there, in many cases, are just the souls who are no more with us, who want to open doors for us. And I am absolutely confident that everything, every piece of information I'm giving you will fall in place and will have a meaning for you. You understand? So I just want you to look into what they're trying to, and also pay attention to a dream on Friday night. They mentioned coming in a dream, and your father shows me a house and a river. I don't know if he's ever lived closer to the water or a house by the water or something like that. Do you understand the message?
No, I don't. But you know, can I tell you a dream that I had a few years ago? Because he's been passed away for quite some time, even though it feels like it just happened. On one of his birthdays a few years ago, I had this dream that I was in a tornado. And he used to talk about tornadoes because he was in the military, like in Texas and some other places. And he pulled me in, and my dog was outside. I went outside to get her. I still remember. It's weird. And we were okay. And then I woke up, and then I was driving, and then this Prince song came on, Little Corvette. And I was driving down Reseda Boulevard, and all of a sudden, this dark blue Corvette, like a Stingray Corvette with a split window, my dad used to have that, drove by. And then it was like kind of overcast, but then the sky opened up, and it was partially like sunny. It was weird. It was like a bunch of signs from him. I felt like it was a bunch of, I never had anything quite so elaborate ever happen. I've never had anything like that again, but it was so weird. It was on his birthday, like probably 5 years ago. All of a sudden I had these, it was like one sign after another that whole day, because I really missed him. But I was so like magical, so spiritual. I've never experienced anything like that before.
Well, he tells me he's not alone. He's there with three women. I don't know who they are, but he's just telling me that he's not alone. Do you have an idea what the grandmother,
sister, his twin sister, he had a twin sister named Judy.
That's it. These are the three women. The three women he's spending time on the other side. He said they're taking very good care of me. But it's interesting, I found interesting the river description of something. And he shows me a house he's living in with them. It's like there's another... You project your father living in a different world, you know, in a different world that is very similar with this world. And he also mentioned an A. Who had an A initial? A, like Anna.
Oh, my grandfather, his father, Abraham.
Abraham, the A name, yeah. And probably he's with Abraham too, which he really liked. Do you agree?
Oh, yeah, he was the first one to go in our family when I was younger.
And right, then, right.
You know,
it feels like he helped him on the other side. He did a lot of good for him. And he was like a mentor for him. He guided him. He said he travels a lot on the other side. He goes places. He sees so many amazing worlds. He said the world is infinite. There are so, oh my God, I have chills. The way he's describing me, other dimension, it's like he very evolved, your father, very evolved. He said he never thought he belonged on Earth. It's interesting.
Really?
Have you ever realized this?
He's really smart. He always knew how to help people, and he was always there for everybody, and he's brilliant. Everything, you know, he would tell me all these things when I was alive. He was overprotective,
right.
Even... And I hated it. Now I miss it.
Did he die relatively young? Was he in his 50s, 60s?
No, he died at 71 and a half. He died 4 days before his 72nd birthday.
He looks very young. Like, he looks even younger in my mind, you know, when he passed. He probably didn't even look 70. His spirit is very young, of somebody who was not that old when he passed. Now, 70 is not that old, you know?
No, I know. He just came back from the hospital. Around Thanksgiving time, he got sick, and then he passed away in the beginning of December. He passed away on December 2nd, and his birthday was December 6th.
So. He also talks about the month of May. What was the month of May for him?
Wow, I have no idea. The month of May.
May. Did he get married in May? Did he go to the military in May? Something
Mom,
on May that happened.
What year did you get married? What month did you get married? My father, what month? April, May, June, July.
after she got married in April, I thought she was going to tell me May.
Anyhow.
Got married twice. Did you get married in May?
Oh, no, she got married in Mexico, and then she got married twice, so she had two weddings, so.
Okay.
No, that's
something
really
about that. You'll find out. If you find out, let me know. But anyhow, there's so much help coming from him. Let me know, my love, how it goes, and
I will.
Call me
I
and
will.
Let me know. Okay? I love you, sweetheart.
Thank you so much for everything, Carmen. I really appreciate it.
I love you, my Michelle.
I love you, too.
I love you.
So.
Okay, beautiful. So. I'm going to go to Rose in California.
Okay.
Hi, my lovely Rose. How are you, my dear?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
It's good to talk to you.
Yeah, it's always good to talk to you, too.
How can I help you tonight, my lovely Rose? What can I do for you?
First, I got this tarot card, and it made me concerned, and there was only one thing at the time I could think of that it could maybe be. And it, like, the name of the card is Covenant, and it says it's important that you understand what you are signing up for. Be sure to read the fine print so as not to commit to something you will soon regret or that will compromise your integrity. Do not hesitate to put all your own cards on the table so that your motives and desires are transparent and nothing is left in the darkness. And it talked about something about, like, things have to be elevated for the good and the good faith.
You know what? This is why I'm not very fond of these cards.
Yeah.
Because they're very general. They apply to everybody. You know, they might not apply to your situation at all. They might even confuse you. So I don't think you should go by whatever this card said, because if 2 seconds later you pick up another card, that card will say completely opposite. So no,
but
don't go by this.
Well, the thing that I got concerned of is I'm trying to take advantage of President Biden's limited public service loan forgiveness program.
Right.
And the thing is,
and you will be able to do that. I really think you will be able to do that.
I just want to.
I'm very confident. Sorry.
The first group that went through, they made their 120 payments, did 10 years as a public servant.
Okay.
The loan company found all these issues. So 99% of people were not forgiven until Biden came up. But the thing is, I got concerned because I'm trying to apply for this, and the loan company that's handling this, they're not even taking calls right now. They said due to the overwhelming interest in the public student loan forgiveness and the other loan forgiveness of $10,000 or $20,000, so it kind of made me nervous. But I want to be done with this. I've made more than 120 payments. I don't know if all of them are going to count, but I want this behind me. I want to, move on in a different direction in my life. But I just wanted to see, do you really see this going through, or is the loan company going to, try to throw roadblocks in that?
Going through. I think it. You have to insist, and you have to insist, and you have to continue to call and continue. I feel like in the morning, do it in the morning, like 9 a.m., 10 a.m., and then you will be able to get a hold of somebody who will help you, and it's a man who will help you make this happen for yourself. I'm absolutely confident that you will get this, and I want you to let me know. I'm going to pray for it, but I see this definitely having a positive answer for you, 100%.
Do you see when? Do you have any, timeline?
I have a feeling that in the next 10 days to 2 weeks, this is not going to take long. This is something that you need to insist right now. You need to push it right now, and you're going to get results. And then after that, you're going to feel so much better, so much freer, so much happier,
Yeah, because I got really, concerned because, like I said, the first group going through that was eligible, 99% of the people were denied. They found, the loan company found a lot of reasons. So that's why I'm concerned, because I don't want, and right now the loan company that I'm going to be with, right now they're trying to, they're embroiled in a lawsuit. They're trying to stop the students that are eligible for $10,000 or $20,000 forgiveness from getting that. So that's why, you know, I'm like, wow, they're really unethical, you know. So that was my concern.
No, so, I don't have any feeling of you should be worried or you should be concerned. Not at all, you know.
Okay, that's good. I was wondering if I could ask you something else quickly. Is that okay or no? Like,
sure, please. Ask me.
I just want to make sure that my dog is going to be okay, because I went to get this second opinion and for my dog, and it was like a nightmare. But I went back to my regular vet, and I think things are going to be okay. But I mean, this veterinarian prescribed this medication, and I found out like he didn't even need it, and he gave him.
Be very careful with that medication. I don't feel good about this. I feel that if you give that medication, will really make him really sick.
No, I didn't give it. What happened is he got two shots, and then he gave me medication to take home, but I didn't take that medication because what happened is after I left, I called to ask a question, and based on their response, it made me start researching what he was given, and I've been very, very upset the last few days since Friday, because he gave him a cortisone shot and he gave him this Baytril 100 injectable antibiotic. And his current veterinarian said, you know, I'm more worried that he gave him the cortisone shot. That's like really, you know, that's hard on the liver, you know, but she said it regenerates itself. So it's kind of a long story. There's a lot, you know. I'm not saying everything because it's too much for the sake of time.
I want you to understand something. Cortisone can go both ways. Can either help or kill. You know, you don't give cortisone just like that. You know what I mean? You can actually kill him.
Well, now he got the cortisone shot.
Yeah,
he got
Friday. If he got it last Friday, no? Last Friday, then he's good. Then he's out of the danger. Could have killed him in the next 48 hours. But if he survived, then he's fine. He's fine.
He survived. Yeah. And my vet said, you know, he could have been given something that was non-cortisone. And then I was told he had an ear infection. And then she checked. She did a swab. Didn't have an ear infection. So I didn't.
Don't give cortisone to a steroid to an animal just for an ear. That's crazy. That's completely wrong, you know. Usually give that when, you know, the dog has cancer and he's in the last stage. Don't do that. You know what I mean? So don't give that to an animal. It's very dangerous for them. It's dangerous for us as human beings, you know, because it's raised your blood pressure, your sugar goes to the roof. Very dangerous with this steroid. This gives in extreme cases. You don't use that regular. You don't give that to an animal. So anyhow, I feel the dog will do be okay. I will not take him. I take him to a holistic vet. I'll put him on something natural. I feel like you are. They misleading you, you know, in what's wrong with a dog. Not intentionally, you know. Sometimes vets, you just want to take your money. That's how I feel. But I can promise you that he'll be fine, you know?
Okay, I hope it didn't. I have him, I have all these supplements at home. I have him on Sammy, Melt Thistle, probiotics.
Everything that's natural, and that's natural. Exactly like we want to go natural. We as humans, we don't want to go with all the medication that the system can put you through, you know. They can have side effects. The side effects on animal are even worse. So I don't think there's anything so bad with the dog. I think the dog can be absolutely fine. But if you just really want to do something good for him, change eventually the diet and take him to a holistic vet.
But do you think his liver got damaged from this?
No, I think he was strong enough to not to damage that. I think his body is fine right now. Keep me posted. Call me next week and let me know how the dog is.
It just made me really upset. So.
No.
Yeah.
No. Don't be upset. I'm just warning you not to allow this to be done to the dog anymore. Don't let them give the dog whatever they you know.
Mm-mm. No. Thank you so much, Carmen.
But the dog will be fine, I promise you. I promise you the dog will be fine.
I've been sick the last couple of days because I'm just like, oh, my God, I made the decision to allow these two shots, the Baytril 100, which is an antibiotic. And
The antibiotics was fine in case there's an infection. But they usually do this to animals. They give steroids all the time, and that's a very bad idea. Because an animal that you give steroids, you can make him diabetic on the spot, you know. And a dog that has diabetes is not going to make it for too long, you know. So there's so bad consequences,
My dog didn't get diabetes, did he?
He didn't, no.
Okay.
Thank God, yeah. No. God. You're good. The dog is going to be okay. I promise you. Feel free to call me next week
and
tell me
so
how
much.
The dog
thank
is.
Thank you.
I love you, my Rose. I love you.
I love you, too. Thank you
I
so
have
much.
Dogs, and I know how much a dog means to you. Yeah, I have dogs. I know. I love them. They are my life.
Oh, yes. Oh,
I love you,
so
Rose.
Much.
Don't worry.
Thank you. I love you, too. Thank you.
Okay, beautiful. Thank I'm going to go to Coy in New York. Hi, my Coy. How are you, my love?
Hi, my Carmen.
How are you, my beautiful?
I'm okay. Thank you for asking.
Good.
I want to say thank you for the subject matter that you started with.
You love the subject matter. Yes.
Oh, you know I like the subject matter.
Right.
And I have a question, too. Before we talk about the subject matter, I have a question. And it involves Michael again. I feel like Michael, I haven't really seen him or actually talked to him on the phone in like 2 weeks. And I feel like something happened where he feels to me like he pulled back. Because it feels, now I might be imagining this, but I wanted to get confirmation from you. It feels like he's pulling away because maybe he's starting to get too close to me, maybe.
Yeah, but I think he's a little bit down or depressed for other reasons. But I don't want you to worry too much. Let him come around. He's gonna come on his own terms, you know. Don't even worry, you know.
Yes, because he actually texted me last night about an article, and then we text back and forth, and then he decided that he wanted to see me, like on the spot, and then that wasn't going to work. And then he said, okay, he would see me today. And then this morning he sent me a text saying he couldn't do it. See, it reminded me of all the times he did that to me in the past 2 years, including, you know, part of this year. Same different year. So I was concerned.
No, because I don't want you to be.
My feelings are starting to get involved, and
don't let your emotions take over. Don't let your emotions generate this insecurity, this sense of something is wrong. Just put all the good into it, and say whatever it is. You know, I know you're gonna clear up the situation, and you know you're gonna find ways to heal yourself and mm-hmm. and return. You know what I mean? And kind of so within you have to fix what's getting out of control. It's within your internally, your feelings get damaged by the uncertainty, the fear, you know. Don't let that happen. Don't let that happen, because this is nothing that had necessarily something to do with you. You take it kind of personally. This has something to do with him. You understand?
Okay.
It's him. And that's what I want you to know. And that's very important. And again, call me next week, because this week I have so many people. I look at how many people are waiting to talk to me. So I won't be able to go in too great length. But I promise you, my love, this is nothing to be worried. If you don't take it personally, you're probably going to tell me in a week or 10 days that he's back better than ever. I feel that way.
I love you, Carmen. Thank you.
I love you more. Bye, my beautiful. I'm going to go to Cornelia in Canada, then I go take to Marilyn in Singapore, and then I'm going to talk to Leilani. Hi, my Cornelia. How are you, my love?
Hello, Carmen. Thank you so much. I hope we are okay. My husband was just writing to me that on their factory, many people got the COVID, they got the COVID again. And I hope he's again. Not going to be mm-hmm. sick too. Oh, my gosh.
No.
Freaking out everybody
COVID
here.
Listen, COVID, it's a story that's coming to an end. Now it doesn't have the strength. The COVID we knew like in 2020 and even at the beginning 2021, that was different. Now the COVID now doesn't have the power anymore.
We're going to be safe.
You're perfectly fine.
You don't see nothing.
If you worry about COVID, please don't worry about COVID. First of all, I don't think your husband will get it, and I don't think you guys are going to get it. So I want to take this out of your fear. I want to take you out of this state of mind of, oh, my God, what's going to happen? Nothing is going to happen to you guys. You're absolutely fine. Everything else is okay?
Carmen, yes, I wanted to for so long to ask, and just never happened. You know, I have this uncle in Germany, and he keeps telling me that my mom, because my mom is sister, he feels the presence of my mom. And I was wondering, because he was telling me that lately he doesn't really feel very good. His legs getting black, like bluish, and you know, this is a circulation, the blood circulation problem. And I was wondering, what is this? Like, he really feels my mother's presence, or what's going on over there?
He feels the presence of a woman who I should describe, lighter hair, and has an E name, who was Elena Elizabeth, was an E initial.
He has the Istvan. His name is Istvan.
Oh, he has an E name? Okay, that's him. And who is with an M? Maria,
yes.
Mary, who's an M? Who has an M name? Maria, Marianne?
My mom is Clary, who he tells me that he feels.
So it's not,
my
it's
grandma
not Clary,
is Olga.
It's somebody else. Who's the M in name? Michael, Michelle, who's the person with an M? There's somebody else around him that has... I don't think it's your mom. I think he doesn't know who that is. He thinks it's your mom. So my sense is not really, he's not really in touch with your mother. He's in touch with someone else. There is someone else there. Someone else was dead for a very, very long time, since he was a kid. So who's watching over him?
I'm gonna think about grandparents, and I don't even know now.
And let me know. Ask him who he remembers dying when he was 6 years old, 7 years old, like really young. That's the person who's coming to visit. And it's a woman who's lighter, but she seemed like a heavy woman, somebody who was sort of a heavy fat, you know, somebody who had extra pounds, you know. This is the person I see around him. Somebody who's trying to help him with something. He does have some health problems. So the health problem he's complaining are real. You understand? So he
and
he
what's
going to
happen, Carmen? How you see him?
He should watch his health. I mean, he has like he has a difficult time in his life right now. Really hard. He needs to break through. There's something with circulation. There's something that might affect his vision. There's something with blood pressure. There's a little bit of problem in the liver. So he does have all kinds of issues, you know. Let me know how he is.
Yes.
Send me an email, you know, or give me a call in the next few days and we can talk more
okay.
about this, okay? Because he really needs help.
Thank you so much. Little thing more. Do you see my job in danger? Because I was sent home 2 weeks ago for a week.
No, it's not in danger. No.
You don't see nothing else working me somewhere else recently? Like in the near future?
It's possible to work somewhere else, but I don't see you without a job. Bottom line, I see you fine. If you move somewhere else, you're going to even make more money. I don't necessarily think you move somewhere
else
right away.
Thank you so much. Bless you and have a beautiful evening, Carmen. Thank you.
You too. I love you, Cornelia. I'm going to go in Singapore to my
beautiful
Marilyn.
Love you more.
Bye. Love you more. Hi, Marilyn. From Singapore, what a pleasure it is to
Hello,
talk to
Dr.
you, my
Carmen.
Love. How are you, my beautiful?
I know, I've been waiting for this stuff.
Okay, tell me how
you.
Are
I
you?
I love you too, Dr. Carmen.
Well,
I have
you,
a lot
love?
Of concern, but it's not really. I'm doing well. It's okay. I just love this topic because I've listened to your past shows over the years, and at this time, you always have this topic, and I'm really waiting for it. So you have this topic again? Yeah.
Right.
Because the thing is, I'm just wondering if I have any message from the other side because they keep coming into my dreams, you know?
Well, you have a woman.
What do you think? And
you have a woman on the other side that's watching over you, and she's so beautiful. She has a red rose in her hand. And this is somebody who loved flowers, loved the nature. He's showing me a mountain, water falling. It's like somebody who's like coming from paradise to visit you. And she shows me like a name like Jasmine, Janine, something like that. I don't know who that might be or whatever she's referring to. She said that she had a son. When she was on Earth, she had a son. And I don't know if this is your father's mom or this is somebody who's related to you indirectly. She said she's been watching over you for the last 14 years, very clear on the timing she's been watching. Those, the soul on the other side, they don't have a clear idea of timing. But she is so, how should I say, beautiful. She's like darker hair. She's very fit, she's very pretty. She said that when she was young, she liked to listen to music and even dance. Does this resonate to you in any ways?
I'm not too sure. Just the thought of it, it's just like you're talking about my boyfriend's mother now. I think it sounds like it, but in
it's
regards
possible.
To my relatives on my side.
It's possible because it's somebody who's very specific. There's a lot of specific elements that she's bringing in. And she's very clear. Her image is clear. Her presence is clear. Is somebody who likes you, is somebody that talks about it. And she has a son that definitely can be her mom, his mom, sorry. So definitely there is something like a message here. Who is this G or J? Jeff, George, Greg, who's she talking about? What is this initial? And S, what is she talking about?
Gilbert?
Who's that?
It's my cousin. It's Gilbert, I think.
Because there's specific initials
just
that she's showing me. So I'm trying to locate her, but she's present so I can see her physically, how she looks. And she's trying to mention being connected to you. So if it's not his mom, there's definitely somebody who's related to your cousin. But this is somebody who genuinely loves you and is somebody who actually watches for you for a very long time. The more I think about it, it might not be his mom, is somebody else who you knew a long time ago and she's gone for a while. And when you also have a man, is your father deceased?
Yeah, actually, I just dreamed of him last night.
Right. So your father's on the other side, no?
Yeah,
because he's also watching. He smiles at me. He was a very lovely guy. Do you agree?
Yeah, he is, but sometimes he's quite... He is a bad guy.
But he comes across very nice right now. Comes across, he said, he's been reading along the other side. He said, he's different now. He's not the man you knew. He comes very loving towards you. Mm-hmm. He said, erase those memories that probably are not the best. Just remember me for the good in him, the goodness in him. He said he's not alone. He had a brother who passed.
Yes, he has.
Yeah, he's with his brother. He said, I'm not alone. He said, we are, and they also closer to an ocean or to a river. Or they talk about spending time together. I'm at the end of the show, Marilyn, but I feel I have a lot of things to tell you. Let's try to talk one of these days. Send me an email when you have time and I'll give you extra time, okay?
All right. Thank you, Dr. Carmen. Thank you.
I love you, my beautiful. And for everybody, I couldn't talk to you tonight. I really apologize. I will probably take this topic again. I'm Carmen Hara on Hometime Radio. I love you guys and be well, be safe. And I'll talk to you next week. Thank you for listening.